Welcome to the podcast.
Hello, the best podcast in the world, according to us.
According to us, actually wasn't the top of my Spotify Wrapped.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to Pivot by New York Magazine.
Great.
But hey, for some.
Big fan.
We are going to call, it says Pacific time.
Nicholas.
So we assume that's California?
I don't know.
That could be many things.
I've never been to Hollywood, so I can't help you there.
Hello?
Hello,
Nicholas?
Nick.
Oh, my goodness. Tony and Ryan.
Hi.
Yes, hello.
Nick, how are you?
Honestly, you guys are 20 minutes late again, but I'm good.
We actually tried to call and I wonder if something like blocked in your calendar or something. We were trying to get through and it went, no, outbound.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know what? The Canadian Telecommunication Services is a giant oligopoly, so I would not be surprised
that there's
issues there.
And the reason we called later than we originally planned the first time, what were you doing just a few moments ago today?
Honestly, super boring. I'm at work, so I was just answering email.
I thought you were getting a
massage. Yeah, I know. Oh, you know what? So sad. It got cancelled last minute, so no massage for me.
Oh, God. Right. A cancelled massage and you have to talk to us. What a terrible day.
Yeah, terrible day. Terrible.
Well, Nick, even though things have gone wrong for you today, will you approve the podcast?
Of course I'd approve the podcast. Yes.
Sweet.
Not as good as a massage, but still pretty good.
Yeah.
This is Nick from Vancouver, and I approve this podcast.
Tony, believe it or not, I've actually written you some books.
What?
Yep.
So is it now author Tony Lodge and author Ryan John?
Oh, that feels like I'm cutting in on your turf.
It does. You can pre-order my book now.
You can pre-order Tony's book. You can't pre-order my books, but I've got a choice. Actually, no, I've got some ideas for books and you're going to choose which one you would like.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I like that.
That's coming up soon. That's coming up soon.
Well, speaking of the book that you didn't write,
yep.
but that I did write,
yep.
I wrote a book.
Congratulations.
Last
author Tony
year.
Lodge. Last year.
Last year.
Yep.
Finished the book. It comes out this year, Feb 28.
Yep.
You can pre-order worldwide now at the link in our bio. Show notes. Fuck, every time. So the book is like done and now they're printing it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of all out of my hands and I have to do publicity and stuff when the book comes out.
What does that mean? We have to do publicity?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. That sounds
real. For us non-authors.
No, well, it actually, I don't really know either. They just keep saying that to me. And I'm just like, oh, yeah, the publicity. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to send a few emails out.
Yeah, the publicity,
okay.
Yeah. But because so they were kind of telling me what it might involve. I might have to go on TV or do like an interview on a podcast or something like that.
Got to sell this thing. Spend a year writing it.
Well, yeah. And then I've got to go to Perth for a wedding in March. And so they were like, oh, well, if you're going to be in Perth anyway, maybe
Let's
we could do a little book signing or something like that. All TBD. Don't all message me at once and go, what's happening? I don't actually know.
What's
that
sick Westfield? Is it Cannington?
Carousel.
That Westfield is fucking elite. You better
Have you been there recently?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you got to do it. If you do a signing in Perth, do it there.
Yeah. Have you actually been there in the last like 2 years? It's like quadrupled in fucking
size. Yeah.
Insanity.
That was my go-to.
Well, but like, yeah, have you been there very recently? Like when was the last time you went there?
Like just pre-COVID.
Yeah. No, it's like huge now.
Really?
Yes.
Again?
Yes.
Right.
So it used to be the biggest shopping centre in the Southern Hemisphere and then Chadston took over.
And then they've taken it back.
And I think it's back.
Fucking cop that, Chadston.
Yeah. Anyway.
Sort your parking out.
It's by the by. Oh, the parking at every shopping centre is fucking a bit shit. But we'll get to that later.
Will we?
Stay tuned. anyway, so they're kind of telling me all this stuff.
Yep.
The only thing that I still had to do was record the audiobook.
Yes.
So lots of people have asked if I'm reading the audiobook. Yes, I have. I am. I did.
And
I
so did you get to give passion? Because remember we were chatting about that?
Yeah. And so I got to kind of like there are parts when like, oh, well, I mean, you've read it. So there are parts where it's obviously conversations that I'm having with like my family or with Torbs or whatever. And I've gone like, I yelled at this person and I yelled in the book.
Oh, great.
And then there's like really sad bits of the book where I'm like talking about my mom and I started crying and that's all in there.
Really?
Yeah. So there are parts where I'm like choking on my own saliva because it's so sad.
It's going to be a tough chapter or two.
Yeah. I really want people to cry though because I cried. So it's like, yeah, I'm hoping that people like really feel that.
I think they will, but also.
If you cry, let me know.
Yeah.
I'd love to know. So beforehand, they sent through all of these really intense instructions. So I recorded it with like a totally different studio and people that I hadn't been dealing with.
Yep.
So through the whole process of writing the book, I had one editor, Tessa, who I got along really well with, and she kind of led everything. But the audiobook is like a totally separate part of the whole thing.
Yeah.
So it was all these people I didn't know, and I couldn't just come into our studio and record it. I wrote the thing, I'll just go and nut it out at Tony and Ryan.
I'm like, headquarters.
Right, I'll just do a voicemail on my phone, send that through. It's in 60 emails. I hope that's okay.
Yeah.
But they sent through all of these like crazy instructions like bring this, do not bring this. This is how you park at the studio. This is how you access the studio by public transport. If you're walking, walk through this way. If you're getting an Uber, put this address in because it always gets lost if you put this address in.
Question.
Yeah, question.
As someone who wants to be organized and doesn't like to be late and needs to know what to wear, did you find all of this helpful or did the fact that it was so detailed stress you out because it felt like there was all these things you could do wrong?
Kind of the second one.
Right.
So I was like, you've given me like too many like details.
Mm. So where's your sweet spot?
Well, I feel like knowing the time and someone being like, oh, there's a bit of parking here or.
Because I know if there's not enough info, Tony is a mess.
But
I said, oh, we're going to go around to that person's place in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
Yeah.
And is this when we went and looked at that studio?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, what time? Like, oh, I just said whenever we finish work, we'll go around. So, you know, you just let me know when you're free and you go, yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, but what time?
Yeah. I like need a time.
Yeah.
So they told me that it would be 9:30.
Yeah.
But then they sent through like two pages of all these other notes and they're like, you need to bring your copy of the book. Like we can't promise you that we have your book. So before I went, so I was like, okay, so I got a copy of the book.
Yeah.
On my iPad.
Yep.
And then I messaged them and was like, hey, I'm just sending you a copy just in case you don't have it. They go, oh, we've got it. Don't stress. And I was like, well, you've sent me quite intense information saying that you wouldn't fucking have it.
Is there anything in these emails that were like underlined in bold, any capital letters?
A lot of that, bit of italics, a bit of like, and because my publisher is paying for this time.
Yeah.
Like I'm not, they're not saying, oh, well, Tony, if you want to come and record your audio book, it costs $100.
Yeah.
Someone else is paying for this. So I'm like, cool, well, I can't fucking be late. I have to make sure that
don't waste a minute.
I'm not going to piss them off. You know, I want to be as prepared as possible. Absolutely. And I emailed them and I'm like, here's my copy of the book. Would you prefer that it was printed? Because I can go to Officeworks, get some printed for you guys. I've also got an iPad. I can do that. And they're like, oh, it's actually whatever. And I was like, okay, well, I'm getting very different like ends of the spectrum here. So I'm thinking
it's just tell me what to do.
But because I'd sent all this information, right?
Yep.
I'm thinking it's fucked over there. I'm like, it's obviously very intense, very serious.
When they get serious on those, it sounds like a madhouse. I'm scared. I didn't even have to do it.
And so because they were really strict about everything and time limits and someone else is paying, I was like, I cannot be late. Imagine if I rock over there with, you know, half an hour to spare, but then I can't fucking find a parking spot or whatever. So I'm just like getting more and more anxious and it's a Saturday night and I was supposed to start on Monday morning at 9:30.
Were you having a moment?
I was having a little bit of a moment.
Yeah, were there tears?
No tears, but I was just getting a bit worked up.
Okay, yeah.
And I messaged my friend Jane, who lives in the suburb where the recording studio is in Port Melbourne. And I was like, Jane, I'm just wondering, on Monday morning, I've got to be there at 9:30. How long do you reckon it will take to get there from Richmond?
Yeah.
And I compared her answer with what like Google Maps suggested and then added like 15 minutes.
You got the median of inputted information.
Yes.
Then rounded up.
Because I'm not just going to take one person's information. Otherwise, I would have just Googled it. But I'm like, I'll get a real person, I'll get a computer, and then I'll
Apple
extrapolate.
Yep. Out the average carried the two.
Yes, exactly. And so I took both of their information. I'm like looking on the map. They've given me three options of like Uber, public transport and parking. So I'm like, there's obviously no fucking parking over there. I'm doing.
Why?
Well, because otherwise I was like, if they were like, look, there's heaps of fucking parking, then they wouldn't bother giving me other information.
wouldn't they?
Well, that's just what I figured.
Okay.
I don't know. Anyway, so I'm like, fuck this. I'm just going to drive over there tomorrow. So this is a Saturday night.
Saturday night.
I was like, I'll just drive over there tomorrow.
Yeah.
It is probably like 20, 30 minute drive from my house.
Okay.
And there was no traffic because it was a Sunday.
Yep.
So I did the drive over there. That was all good. And it was lucky that I did because it was a bit of a tricky off-ramp situation.
Yeah, off the, when you come out of the tunnel. Street. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I did that. So I was like, oh, that's actually very good that I've done that. Get to the place and there's like a bit of street parking around. Mm. There's a little bit of parking on the side that they explained and another couple of spots that I can see. So I was like, okay, this is probably going to be all right.
So when you go to scout parking,
yep,
do you actually park in the spot and kind of take a breath and look around, or do you just drive past?
Oh, I parked out the front, did a bit of a recce around,
yep,
and I was like, cool, there's a few spots up there. A couple here, that one's a 4 hour and I've got a 4 hour session, so that's probably
that's gonna work.
Be okay. Yep. So I'm kind of like really like rinsing the area for options.
Yeah. Did you at any stage feel like a fucking idiot?
Torbs,
or just question like, am I actually here doing this?
Torbs was being very supportive.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is just feels very intense. Given all the information they'd given me, I was like, I just can't fuck this. I can't be late.
Was it almost like spending half an hour doing this Sunday morning is an extra 2 hours sleep I'll get Sunday night?
100%.
Then I don't need to worry about it. I've already scoped it out.
Exactly. So I was like, then I'm not going to be driving there the whole time on the Monday morning going, fuck, what's the parking like? Fuck. You know, it was just, you know, like, what's that like preparation prevents piss poor performance thing? You know?
Yep.
Yeah. So I was like, cool. If I've done a bit of a recce, I feel like I'll be all right.
Yep.
8:30 Monday morning, I'm finishing getting ready. I'm like about to leave the house. I get a text from you.
Yep. And I don't know any of this information.
No, you didn't know any of this. Your message, it was actually the sweetest text.
Thank you.
When it popped up,
yep,
I was not only flattered that you'd remembered that I was doing that day.
Of course I remember.
But we both had our stuff going on.
Yeah, but we've got shared calendars on Google, so it literally popped up and told me.
Oh.
No, I remembered.
Oh.
No, I know, I remembered.
Anyway, so I get this message from you, have fun recording today.
Yep.
And then the next message says, I hope you find a car park easily, which is my love language.
It is.
It is. It was, yep, honestly, I read you. It and it gave me like a little giggle.
Yep.
And I really appreciated it. Then I said, that's the nicest thing you could wish for me. I drove over there yesterday, though, to scope out the parking. Haha, believe it or not.
Yeah.
And you said, I believe it, but I just, my neck is sore from shaking my head.
Yeah.
Did you drive over Saturday to see if there was room to park for your Sunday parking scouting mission?
That's a fair question.
Right? And I said, no, of course not. I did my Google Maps research on Saturday. Yeah.
We know each other.
We do. And you made fun of me and you were like, Tony, like you obviously don't need to do that. Like that's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
But it ended up working out. Yep. I did get there on the Monday morning. There was plenty of fucking parking. It was totally fine.
Would you say there was
There was too much parking.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
It was too easy and you're like, nah.
But it was almost too easy. I was like, we all good. Like,
what day is it today? Is it public holiday?
Have I fucked this up? And I'm just like, oh my God, is it still Monday? Is it still 9:30? Like all this stuff.
If you got there in too good a time and you only had a 4 hour parking spot,
yeah,
is that like then you're too early?
No, so I found another spot that wasn't 4 hours.
Okay, great.
Because I was too early. I did have to kill a lot of time. I ate some rice crackers in the car. but you made fun of me quite a bit. You thought, like, Tony, that's such overkill.
Sure.
The following week,
mm,
your wife.
Mm.
Was in hospital.
She was.
She's all good. Like it was just some precautions for daughter McDaughterface.
Yep. Daughter McDaughterface is keen.
She's keen to come. She's ready. She's ready to party.
And we're like, no, you're not, mate.
Yeah. Get sweetheart, you stay inside.
Before you come out here and hang out, why don't you get some lungs first?
Yeah. We'd love actually for you to have some lungs. That would be awesome.
Yes.
So
I didn't realize it was going to be turned around on me.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You actually.
Just remember how supportive I was.
So you actually said, that's fucking stupid.
Yep.
But then Bridget. You had to take her to the hospital and you drove her in.
Yep.
And you took her to the hospital that you're planning on giving birth at, correct?
At the Mercy,
yeah. Yeah, great.
Mercy Women's.
Lovely people down there. They did an fantastic. Amazing job with you guys.
Yep.
I get a phone call from you and you're driving home.
Yeah.
And because I'm getting the car phone, I think I said this the other day, I'm getting the car phone calls every day from you, like filling me in. It was great. And I felt very loved to be like part of the
included
process. Yep. But I also felt like I was doing a good job of like supporting you guys and
absolutely
checking in and stuff.
Yep.
And so we're on the phone. This is the first day. We're on the phone and you go, oh. So this is about 5 days after I've done my recce.
I hate this story.
And you go, oh, I tell you what, Tone, it was actually great going in there first and kind of like scouting out the parking, seeing where the ward is and, you know, seeing everything, you know, lay of the land. And I go, so what are you saying?
Someone's changed his tune.
And you go, it was great to have a bit of a recce beforehand. And you're running on no sleep. You're not realizing what you're saying.
I'm burying myself.
So I would just like for you to repeat
no
that you thought no that it was actually very good and very handy to do a bit of a recce before the fact.
This is bullshit. All right. First of all, we had never seen inside like a birth suite.
Yeah.
And so it's like, oh, now we know what it looks like.
Yeah.
So
well, I'd never been to the recording studio. So same thing. Yep. Next.
So
you'd never met the nurse. Oh, well, I hadn't met the woman that was recording me either. Next. You didn't know where to park. You actually parked in the ambulance bay for a little while.
Okay, let me. Do you want me to defend some part first or tell the ambulance story? Okay, I'll tell the ambulance story. So we get to emergency and, you know, when your wife is pregnant and cramping and unwell.
Yeah, you're just trying to get her in. And
so I parked, in hindsight, I would say comedically splooting across the front door of the hospital with our car.
Yeah, your Golf was across four parks. Yeah.
In Bridget's car, just parked literally across the front door of emergency and then just walked Bridget in. And then, you know, I'll come this way and we checked and they go to the triage and you go through into the birthing suite. And then it's about 2 hours later and it's like, excuse me, bro, do you know whose car's parked right across the front of the emergency door where any ambulances need to come in and out of?
Mm-hmm.
And I went, Yeah. No, I know whose car. That's Bridget's car. That's how we got here.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, do you want to like put it like anywhere else? And I was like, yeah. That's probably a great fucking call.
Yeah.
And they go, yeah, so next time when you come, you can park and, again, it's like, see that spot 2 meters away at the side of the door?
You're not looking for that when you're in a rush.
No.
That's fair enough.
So it is good.
So lucky.
It is good to know now.
I want you to say, luckily we did a recce beforehand. Because I know that that's the truth and I would like you to apologise.
I will say the line and I will apologise. I will, however, just let you know that there are a lot of mums listening to this show and they're hearing you comparing reading a book to giving birth. Is that what you're doing?
No, we're comparing.
Is that what you're doing?
Recce's.
No, that's not what it sounds like. It sounds like you think reading a book is harder than giving birth.
I don't. You're lashing out because you're embarrassed and that's okay.
My name is Ryan. I did a recce, I checked the parking, and now for future, I am better for it.
Yes.
Fuck you. I didn't know this was going to happen. This is bullshit. It's bullshit!
Hey, this is Nick from Vancouver, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
Massive shout out to a few of our champion tapas over at our Patreon. Thank you so much for being here. Rickety Beat, thank you
very much.
Jordan Montgomery, fucking good on ya.
Yep.
Tasha Bourne and the Little Woot.
The Little Woot?
The Little Woot claims he has not had a champion tapa shout out. I rebutted this. I refuted that.
Yeah, I refute that.
Yeah.
If I had a dollar for every time the Little Woot claimed something.
So, but then the Little Woot said, no, you've talked about me being a pest, but I've never had a champion type of shout out. So,
if being
I mean,
called out as a pest is not, is that not a shout out these
what
days?
Do you want instead?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Tony's never had a champion type of shout out, but she still gets plenty of airtime.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
Little Woot should have done a recce beforehand. No, Little Woot, thank you. You're a prized possession of ours.
You are. You are, and just a cherished possession.
Should have done a recce on that sentence.
A prized possession of this planet.
this podcast?
No, okay. Planet.
Planet, all right.
Yep. What have we got here? Oh, fuck, you're making fun of me again.
So now we're talking What's about happened? The book that you wrote.
Yeah. Well, what did you say? You saw me do something online.
So I, over the break, I'm minding my own business, living my best life, playing fucking Uno on the PlayStation or whatever I was fucking doing. Taking a little break.
Watching the cricket.
Watching the cricket.
Not the Big Bash.
Not the fucking BBL. I'm watching the test. Got rained out the other day. Did you see that? Low light. Yeah. You wouldn't have that problem at the BBL because they got all those bloody lights flashing all over the place.
Yep.
And I innocently open up my Instagram and I see this story from Ryan John, who famously cannot read. And it says, just wondering if anybody's got any parenting podcasts, TV shows, movies that, you know, like educational resources that I could, you know, have a look at before I become a dad. Books as well.
Mm.
Mate. What are you doing?
What?
You're lying to everybody. You're lying to yourself.
What do you mean?
You're not going to sit down and pick up a book. You're not. You complained about having to not write my book.
Yeah, no, I wrote your book.
Yeah. You complained about having to read my book, and the only reason that you had to read mine was so that your name could be on it and you could write a little, like, testimony.
I would like to note that my testimony is not on the front cover.
It's not on the front cover.
Which is fucking bullshit.
You're very dirty about it, yeah.
It's on the back cover, which all the good stuff goes, apparently. So,
hey, mate, you love the back of me. What's the problem?
Yeah. See in the back of your... maybe it's a compliment for you that your book is a gateway book. Maybe you're such a good writer. You've opened me up to this new world of literacy and not literacy, literature. And, maybe not. Maybe you're a gateway book is what I'm saying.
Do you think that?
Yep.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
That's actually a lovely thing to say.
Well, a lot of people listen to our podcast and they go, I don't listen to podcasts, but I listen to yours.
That is true,
yeah, and
actually.
That's a nice thing to hear.
It is lovely
so
when
So maybe
people
that's
say
what
that.
You've done. You've converted a non-reader into a reader.
Oh, my God. Put that on the front cover. If you had have written that, it would have gone on the front.
Fuck you. That is a good line too. Actually, maybe that was one of the – did I put that on as one?
Oh, I fucking can't remember. Mate, I got so many testimonies coming at me.
Anyway, a lot of great advice and a lot of good recommendations coming through.
Be honest, though. You were hoping for podcasts or TV or – like that's more what you're after.
Yeah, but I feel like even if I purchase a book, it's just like
– you gain something from owning it.
It's just showing my intentions.
Yeah.
It's when the book rocks up and it goes, how to be the best dad and supportive husband. And then Bridget sees that book rock up. She goes, oh, he's fucking in.
Yeah.
He's not mucking around. Even if I don't read it. Like, she still gets that hit of, like, he cares.
Yeah.
Or is it she still going to read it?
I haven't heard that.
Yeah.
If people just buy my book, I'd be happy.
Yeah, exactly. There were a lot of great, and I love, obviously, we've got little clips on TikTok and Instagram. I love the reels and stuff. And there's all these great informative, like, midwives with, like, these hot little tips.
Cool.
Because as you know, reading takes a long time.
It does.
I've got a short attention span. So when they're like, hey, here's two hot tips to do the day before you go into hospital.
Do or don't do this or whatever.
And there's actually, and thank you everyone who's, they're like some great advice.
That's awesome.
A lot of people recommended, now this isn't for the birth, but just for like being a dad in general, Hamish Blake's new podcast from Hamish Nanny.
Oh.
It's called How Other Dads Dad.
Yeah.
And it's not just like two boys like shooting the breeze. It's like, it's actually very like, describe your parenting style in this word.
Yeah.
Why do you do this? Why don't you do it? It's actually very actionable, which is like Hamish is a comedian, so I didn't know what I was expecting. But it's actually fantastic.
And easy to listen to.
Very easy to listen to. So a lot of people recommended that. Now, the one book that people recommended more than any other, and tell me if you think this is not just a good title, but like an aggressive title,
mm-hmm.
like a pointed title.
Yeah.
The book you wish your parents had read. In brackets, and your children will be glad that you read this too, which is cute. But like,
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But does that just hit you between, you just go, ooh.
Yeah. Don't have that out when your mum's over.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
I was like, geez, that's a bit.
It is. You're right. Very pointed.
Yeah.
You kind of look at that and you go, fuck, this seems aggressive. I'm going to read it.
Yeah. It's the book you wish your parents had read. It just seems like. And she's a great writer, but it seems like, are you okay, mate? Like, did you have some issues?
Yeah, obviously something's going on
Yeah,
over there.
Is everything all right?
Have you read it?
No, I've ordered it.
Yeah.
But it hasn't made it yet. Just, or maybe I didn't order it. I intended to order it. How much down the... I need to order it, receive it, and read it is yeah. the, what your body language is telling yeah. me for it to count.
Yeah. I mean, you could just buy the, like, e-book or something, and then you get it straight away.
I don't know. Well, I don't know how to read e-books.
Oh, okay.
Where? How do you read it?
Do you have an iPad or an no. iPhone or...
I can't read on a phone.
A computer?
I think I like the...
Yeah, I like it. I yeah. like a proper book, but
so it got me thinking about it, like some pointed books that you might like.
Oh,
that are just really like a bit suggestive.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Not that kind of suggestive. Ooh. You'll get what I'm getting at here. So, out of these three books, Tony Lodge, mm-hmm. if I could buy you any of these three books, which would you choose?
Okay.
How to write a good and complete shopping list so you don't need to call your girlfriend while you're at the shops.
Because my boyfriend Torbs famously calls me during. Oh yeah. Hello.
Yeah. Hi. It was
yeah.
Spaghetti.
I'm actually just in the shower.
Oh yeah. Quick. Just.
I told you I was going to get in the shower.
So,
you've gone.
Did you want spaghetti tonight? We were going to get spaghetti, weren't we? You said spaghetti.
Yeah.
So is that like pasta and like and it's like a meat sauce, right?
Yeah, I wrote the list.
Yeah,
down
and
in the
did
phone.
You? But did you want the which brand of tomato paste did you want?
Just the one we always get in the white tube.
But which one's that? They're all in white tubes.
It's I don't know what the brand is. It's got a tomato on the front. It's
okay,
a white
great.
Tube.
Cool. I'll chat to you later. Thanks. Yeah, all good.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, God, I got wet bloody hair. Oh, hello.
Was it with beef or pork?
Normally you get the mix of pork and beef. So
okay.
do you want to just not get that? The
but
one
did
that
you
always
prefer
get?
Beef, the beef, pork or beef?
I love beef.
I love beef.
That is a good one.
Next book.
Yep.
How to always be 15 minutes early so you'll never be late and never make unnecessary anxiety for your colleagues.
Don't even need to hear the third one, I feel.
Well, I'll give you the third one anyway. The third one is how to stop falling off scooters and out of taxis so you don't always have a permanently rolled ankle. And you might actually enjoy reading that yourself instead of passing it on as a gift.
Well, could I buy that one for me, but I buy the second one for you?
Yeah, and we'll get the first one for Torbs, and everyone's a better person for it.
God, that author's done well out of this.
Three from three. Thanks for all your
that's
tips,
great.
Though. I got your love to see it.
Awesome.
Mexican food.
Fuck yeah.
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 Oh, you had fucking nachos last night, didn't you? A new Mexican place has opened in Eltham in my hood.
God.
And it's fucking good.
Fuck yeah.
It opened like a week ago and I remember walking by.
Oh, God, how many times have you eaten there?
Well.
About seven times.
It was an Italian place since before I was born.
Oh, shit.
And then I see this big sign.
Oh, that's sad that closed down.
R.I.P.
Oh.
I think they might have moved. It's Eltham's one of those towns where it's like, I think the Greek place is closed. Nah, that's where the Turkish place used to be.
Oh, right. They're just doing the rounds.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, the Chinese place has moved to where the fish and chip joint was. But the fish and chip shop, they're at the old burger place.
Yeah.
So it's fucking confusing. Every time I go down there, it's like whiplash. But I saw this big sign around Christmas, and it's like, coming in the new year, new Mexican. And I was like, fucking righto.
Ooh.
And, you know, they're rolling out the burritos, the tacos.
But you mean like a proper Mexican place, not like GYG or something? You mean
Nah, but it's got a little bit of sort of Tex-Mex vibes. But it's still, I'd say not full Tex-Mex, but it's like.
But it's not like a chain. It's like a.
Yeah, nah, it's good. It's good.
Oh, fuck.
And I tell you what, and this is my you love to see it within a you love to see it.
Ooh.
You know how most places, pizza, fish and chips, burgers, you go to the fridge and it's like Coke, Sprite, orange juice, whatever.
Mm. Or it might be a Pepsi family.
Oh, stay at home. The Mexican sodas?
Jarritos.
Yeah.
The glass bottles. Yeah.
How good are they?
A guava, one of those. Fuck me right up.
Okay, so I got a guava. Then I saw the grapefruit and I was like, oh, I'll get a grapefruit as well. But then even just the Mexican cola.
Torbs is
the
a
OG.
Fan of the cola. Yeah.
And I was like, welcome to my town.
Nah, I love that.
I'll be seeing you three times a week for the next 10 years because this is awesome.
Fuck yeah.
That's my love to see.
That is a great you love to see it. Fuck. Jarritos. Those guava ones are fucked. If you've never had one, order one. The next time you get GYG, order one. They are like $9, I think, on Uber Eats or something.
You keep saying GYG?
Guzmani Gomez.
Oh, okay. So I'm not down with the lingo of the cool kids. See, I would call that Guzmani Gomez.
Oh, right.
I mean, now that you've told me what it is, I get it, but I just didn't know what that was.
Oh, we always call it GYG.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's because you guys are cool and in your 20s.
I am. He's older than me. I don't know how old he is, but he was born in 89. What does that mean?
You can do the maths.
Yeah, figure it out.
Yeah, you're listening.
At home.
What's 2023 minus 1989?
Nice. My Love to See It is a message we got through on Patreon from Garrett Mutoff. If you've ever thought about joining the Patreon, it's actually, we read all the messages there.
Live streams.
I'm always in there replying
to DMs.
Tony's
got a weekly blog.
I do have a weekly blog. Last week talking about my fuck yeah song for the year, my anthem of the year.
The year?
Yes. Yep, I've already found one. And it might have been the anthem of the year for quite some years for other people.
Okay,
it's a
right.
bit of an older track. And this week was...
You jumped on the bandwagon?
Yep. And this week was talking about my favourite new recipe.
Ooh, so, was it Mexican?
Yeah. No, it wasn't.
Okay.
But also delicious. Anyway, Garrett Mutoff sent us this message saying, just wanted to wish you both and your families a very happy new year, which is lovely.
Thank you, Garrett.
Also, thank you for teaching me the phrase, that's a long walk for a short drink of water. You know how, like, when you fucking take a long time to get to something, I go, fuck, that's a long walk for a short drink of water.
Yeah.
Pretty common phrase in Australia.
Yeah, I guess. What else do we use? Is the juice worth the squeeze?
We do say, is the juice worth the squeeze?
Yep.
So a few things like that. And he says, thank you for teaching me that phrase. At Christmas dinner, my mother-in-law was waffling on about some story that had a very dull ending. So
if only I had some phrase to rinse the shit out of her.
So I said that and everyone immediately burst out laughing.
You fucking get it, Garrett.
And then Garrett goes on to say, can't wait to see what you teach me in 2023.
Fuck. Does he, whilst everyone else laughed, did the mother-in-law fucking hate it?
Well, he didn't say anything, so I'm guessing that she was a bit dirty about it.
Yeah.
But I just fucking love to see that he was just so proud of him.
And
rinsing his fucking family. That's what Christmas is all about.
Can I teach Garrett something else now?
Please.
And everyone, really.
Yeah.
When you're saying something like that, start it first with a big, it just really fucking twists the knife once it
in. That is a bit of you, yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. And then this is what happened. It's a bit of a long walk for a short drink of water.
Yeah, my favourite is, whew, that was a long walk for a short drink. That's mine.
Yeah.
That's what I do. Yeah. So if anybody's interested in rolling that phrase out, you're welcome. Copyright, trademark, Tony and Ryan, 2023.
A Marty Shear Gold classic.
Yeah.
Is could give me a short, boring story.
And then I went to the shops and I didn't have any milk.
What else is boring?
Torb's favourite one is, tell me a boring story.
And to get to the other side.
Oh, yeah. And then I put my shorts on, found $5 and waited for the bus.
He's like, I hear shit story and I'll make it shit up.
Yeah. He's like, okay, cool. Then bus went past. Yeah. Awesome.
Cool. I'll get you the next one.
Great.
Whose birthday is it?
Yeah. Josh. Anyway, I thought you fucking love to see that.
Garrett,
thanks, Garrett, for
and
sharing
hey,
that. That's
if
great.
If there's one thing I've always said, it's this podcast is an education in the English language and how best to use it.
I mean, we've just both talked about writing books, so you heard it here first.
A couple of authors giving you some hot tips about the English language. You're welcome.
Yeah.
And if anyone would like to pre-order how to write a good and complete shopping list that you don't need to call your girlfriend for you're at the shops, it's in our link.
The link is in our show notes underneath pre-order Tony Lodge's book here.
Yeah.
Click that link and I'm sure that
you get this one for free.
You'll get something along those lines.
Yeah, it'll be something pretty similar.
You'll end up with something in Feb, I promise.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow.
Love you, bye.